And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. I'm Bill Frank. The U.S. economy is emerging from the Great Recession of 2008-2009 after 5 years of moribund GDP growth and job growth. Thousands of U.S. families were devastated by the economic downturn. Many of them are still recovering their losses. While it's impossible to predict these economic disasters, one can better prepare to weather the consequences by proper financial planning and management. My next guest runs a company that specializes in training people in sound financial practices according to God's financial principles. The 35-year-old company proselytizes both its financial and spiritual message using the Internet. We're going to examine how a ministry can take advantage of the Internet to reach a much wider audience. Bob Dickey is the president of Crown Financial Ministries, an interdenominational Christian ministry that seeks to improve people's personal finances, businesses, and career. Bob served our country for over 6 years as a captain in the United States Air Force. He has a master's degree in industrial engineering from the University of Arkansas, and he's currently enrolled in Harvard Business School's Executive Education Program. Joining us from Knoxville, Tennessee, welcome to the show, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for being our guest. I mean, we're honored to have you on as well. It's a fascinating subject, how you're spreading the word, and I want to just start at the very beginning, if we can, because financial training has been around for a long time. In fact, it's probably been around as long as there's been money itself. So why does it make sense now to move financial training onto the Internet?
Well, the Internet is changing every aspect of society today, from families to businesses to even nonprofits and ministries. So it's proliferating in many ways. It's reducing costs in many aspects. It allows organizations to be able to communicate effectively globally at a very low cost rate. So being able to put training online, what you can disseminate across countries, various boundaries, in multiple languages, it's just amazing what you can do nowadays with technology. I mean, podcasting is an example.
Well, podcasting is a great example, but let me go a little farther with this, if we can, Bob, for just a minute, because how is teaching financial principles right now over the Internet the best way to teach this subject?
Now, we have a number of ways, mechanisms in which we disseminate information online. Although we still meet with people face-to-face, this is a way in which we can build relationships with people that are in need. We've had a program in place for many years here within North America where we counsel people who were struggling with their finances. Some people like to meet face-to-face and work with a counselor. However, what we found out was that there was a lot of people who did not want to be able to meet with somebody within their own local community. They wanted to kind of keep a little bit of privacy. And so being able to communicate with somebody online through a Skype or a Google Hangout session and still be able to maintain a little level of privacy was very important to them. And so that's why we started to release tools that allowed them to do that.
Now, why is that, Bob? I mean, are people embarrassed by the fact that they're in financial difficulties? Is that part of it? Or do they really want the anonymity of dealing with somebody else in another town in another time zone?
Well, I think there is a little bit of an embarrassment to the issue. People's personal finances are extremely personal. There's a level of embarrassment when somebody makes a mistake, if they're struggling, if they're losing their house, if their car's being repossessed. I mean, we place a great deal of significance in our society on our finances. We live in this materialistic culture where people, their self-worth gets wrapped up into what they own, how well they're doing at work. And so when all of a sudden some of these things start to unravel in their life, they feel vulnerable, they feel embarrassed. And so a lot of times they don't want to walk into their local church or get advice from somebody who they realize, you know what, I'm going to have to see this person at the grocery store or in church on Sunday morning. So being able to get counseling from somebody who they may not know or bump into is very important to them.
But I guess it begs the bigger question. I mean, after all these years, why do we still need financial training? I mean, don't we know how to handle money at this point?
You would think so. The problem that we have, Bill, is that we really don't have a great education program for our children that are coming up through primary and secondary schools. Many states around the country right now are starting to mandate it, that before you graduate high school, you have to go through these various programs to understand how to manage your finances, how to create a budget, how not to get into debt. You would think that this is common sense, but it really isn't. When we find people that are struggling with this at all areas of life. But really what it comes down to, Chuck Bentley, our CEO, wrote a book called The Root of Riches. And he believes that the root cause of all of this is the issue below the surface, where we have an inappropriate view or the wrong view of material wealth within our society that God's blessed us with. And that when you solve that particular issue and you realize that everything that we've been given, we're to be good stewards of, and it's not for our self benefit, but for us to make a benefit in society and to help others and to give back to our local churches and our communities, all of a sudden that is a paradigm shift that helps people understand how to manage their finances appropriately.
My guest is Bob Dickey. He's the president of Crown Financial Ministries. And Bob, pull back the curtain for us a little bit, please, and give us a glimpse at some of the examples of the financial training that you provide to people.
Well, we have a multitude of programs. One of the programs that we have had for many years is a small group study. This can be launched in a small group setting out of your personal home or in churches. It's been a program that we've served in churches all over North America and around the world. It's the Money Life Personal Finance Study. This is available through crown.org, and most communities have this available in churches in the local area. We also have online counseling and coaching that's available for people who are in crisis. So you can go to Money Life Mentoring. This is an online resource. Again, people can work with somebody in person in their local community if they need someone to help them through their financial challenges, to create a budget, to get on a budget, how to get out of debt. But if you want to work with someone in a virtual setting, you can sign up online, have a virtual coach. It's a five-step process to go through this. We also have a very robust partnership program with our partners in Southern California, Christian Credit Counselors. And so for those people who have a credit card debt and they're really struggling with those payments, there's a way in which they can get a counselor there, get a free debt analysis, and figure out ways in which they can pay down that credit card debt at a faster rate than they could by themselves.
Give us another example. As we've come out of the recession, back in 2008, 2009, what were some of the main problems that people were coming to you and Crown Financial Ministries for? And has that evolved over the last 5 years? What does that tell us about the economy? What does that tell us about people's view of money?
Well, I think that one of the largest challenges that we faced post-2007, people were extremely over-leveraged. They had accumulated a lot of personal debt. They felt that their home, which had been probably increasing in value, was the biggest storehouse, if you will, of that family net worth. And when those homes devalued almost overnight, and sometimes by 50%, and they were upside down on their mortgages that they couldn't pay, many families had multiple car loans. Then, of course, credit card debt was at an all-time high. We've got families now saddled with the student loan debt. Student loan debt now in the United States is $1.1 trillion. It's more than credit card debt. The wheels came off on the economy. And when people lost their jobs, they lost the ability to pay the interest payments on those debts. And so we were getting flooded with folks who are needing help on how do I piece back my life? What can I do? What are my options? So we systematically just started working, one by one, through our small group studies, through our mentorship program, through Chuck Bentley on the radio, just trying to help people in need and just being able to provide information and point them in the right direction. A lot of times we have information here. Sometimes we're not the subject matter experts, and we point them then to our partners who might be able to help them.
My guest is Bob Dickey. And Bob, we've been dancing around this throughout the interview, so I want you to now really draw the connection for us between financial management training and proselytizing Christianity. And in your overview, you talk about God's financial principles. What are God's financial principles?
Well, we believe that God's financial principles are very plain and simply is that God owns everything. And, there's a lot of folks who don't quite get that. And when you understand that everything that you've been blessed with in your life, whether it's large or whether it's small, that God owns it all and that you are a steward of these resources. That is a life-changing event, and that we are not here on this earth just to amass material wealth, that our happiness is not because we get a new car or a new house or amass personal things, but that God owns it all and that we are stewards, and that in the process of this, we're here to be able to benefit others and to help the nonprofits and the charities that are there supporting people within the local community. That's a life-changing event for people, because I think we get caught up in this cycle of material acclimation, material wealth and accumulation, and it just becomes a negative cycle, not only for families but also for societies as a whole. So we just try to break that cycle by bringing biblical truth and helping people understand that your net worth, your self-worth, your value in God's eyes is not based on what you accumulate in this world.
Now, Bob, this is not inherently obvious to people, as we see from the financial downturn of 2008-2009. So tell us, how are God's financial principles communicated to us?
Well, I think first and foremost, through Scripture. There are many passages of Scripture where, we are taught these various principles. Actually, if you take a look and you were to analyze the number of passages in the Bible where it's taught about money and finances, it far outweighs other topics. And so it's one of the most prolific areas of discussion, if you will, in the Scripture. I mean, one of the stories that most people would remember right off at the top of their head when discussing this is the parable of the talent in Matthew 25. So, there's all sorts of stories throughout in which, we as Christians, we as believers are taught how to manage our money, and the dangers of mismanagement of our money, how we are to give and to support, how we are to help the poor. This is an area of prolific teaching within the Bible.
My guest is Bob Dickey. He's the president of Crown Financial Ministries. And Bob, part of the background that I didn't cover in your introduction is how you actually came to Crown Financial Ministries from the tech industry. Now, to me, it seems like an unusual or unlikely transition from high technology to Christian ministry. So tell us how and why coming from the tech industry has been helpful to you in growing Crown Financial Ministries.
Very interesting story. I won't bore you with all the details, but I'll tell you, when the opportunity presented itself, when Chuck Bentley contacted me and the board of Crown offered me the position to come on full-time, I felt that it was a perfect opportunity to utilize the gifts and the skills that God had given me, the background and the training that I had in the tech sector and also the military, but to bring those into the ministry setting, to be able to serve and support Chuck, to be able to serve and support the board. And, as I highlighted earlier in the conversation, technology is changing the world in so many ways. And so I was able to maybe bring some insight and some perspective to the development of new ways in which we can reach and we can teach and we can equip the people we are trying to serve in the local community through technology.
Let me bring you back to Crown Financial Ministries, if I can, for a minute, Bob. Tell us, who is Crown Financial Ministries targeting?
We serve in three very distinct key areas. Our founder, Larry Burkett, really was passionate about serving people in the area of personal finances. That's where we got our start. So we serve people in the area of personal finances and helping them in their personal finances, whether it's young, so we have programs for children, college students, all the way up to mid-career professionals, even those retiring, so the full spectrum. However, Crown goes far beyond the realm of personal finances because we really teach total life stewardship. And so Larry realized that God didn't just bless us with financial means, but he also blessed us with talent. And so he created a curriculum called Career Direct. And this helps students, both young and old, people in mid-career transition, to understand the skill set and the talent that God's given them so that they can live a life of alignment. There's a lot of people who are gifted in one certain area, but they are misaligned. And so we help them through the software program to figure out where their skills and talents are and to point them kind of in the right direction so they can be in alignment. We also have a program for business owners and for entrepreneurs. And this is a growing area of the economy, people who are struggling to find work. they've been downsized. Maybe they're starting their own company. They're a startup entrepreneur. We have all sorts of resources, coaches, programs specifically geared to come up alongside and support them on their journey.
Now, Bob, let's bring it to the personal level, if I can, for just a minute. What are some of the key lessons that you've learned since joining Crown Financial Ministries?
One of the key lessons that I've learned, I think I have grown in my personal relationship with God in a very deep and meaningful way. I've seen him manifest himself. I've seen him answer prayer. I've seen him work not only here in North America, but also around the globe. There's been some very intense and personal ways in which I've been able to see the Lord move that has changed my life forever. So I would say that my personal relationship with God has been an area of tremendous growth since I've started with Crown. You know, I've also learned that although it's important to mix business and ministry, I mean, all ministries and all organizations need to operate from sound business principles, but that they are two very different entities. And there's an element within ministry where you have to sit back and just sometimes there may be decisions that you're going to make that it may not make business sense, but you just feel the Lord moving you in a certain way, and you just feel divine intervention, and you have to take a leap of faith, and it's amazing to see what happens when you do that.
That is amazing. Now, Bob, what one thing do you see differently since joining Crown Financial Ministries?
You know, I think I see the need in families in the realm of personal finances differently. I knew that there were challenges before, but since I was not working in an organization that was serving families in an intimate fashion like we are, I didn't realize how prolific that need was. A lot of times people kind of keep that to themselves. They want to keep their personal finances very private. And in this role, I've been able to see people open up and share and disclose information. And I think that the financial challenges that American families are facing, it's much more prolific than I had ever imagined. And so for people who are out there who find themselves struggling to make ends meet, having financial challenges, don't feel like you're alone. There are so many people in that exact same situation that are looking for help. And you know, the thing is, don't try to do it alone. Find a mentor, find a counselor, find somebody who can come up alongside you, and there is hope. But you have to take the first step and seek that out.
Sound advice. My guest has been Bob Dickey. He's the president of Crown Financial Ministries. Bob, if you've piqued the interest of some of my listeners, they want to learn more about you, learn more about Crown, where would you direct them to go?
I'd have them come visit us online at crown.org. That's crown.org. That's our home website. You can learn about Chuck Bentley, our CEO, the various leaders on the team. You can see the various things in which we're doing to serve in your local community and also around the globe. We're here to serve and support you, and we hope that you come and join us.
Bob, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on the Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, thank you so much, sir.